Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of for Comprehensive Counseling Center. It was I see patient on 4/11/2022, but somehow due to emergency I was not able to dictate this report. Some report I dictated it. So this is for Comprehensive Counseling Center. Data of evaluation for all this patient I will give you sporadically because I'm seeing patient too. It was 4/11/2022. Name is David Sabok, D-A-V-I-D, S-A-B-O. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. Patient was seen via DOPSI. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. David described that he has been doing fairly well, very happy, pleasant. Described that he's taking care of his property, having good communication with his parent. And he feel happy. He's going to the every 2 weeks to get a prolapsin deconiate injection from the comprehensive counseling. Also compliance with Lamictal 50 milligram in morning and bedtime and Zyprexa 20 milligram at bedtime. He denies any side effect, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, denies any anxiety. I appreciate his improvement and performance and adherence with the medications to which he agreed. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, effect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal missile thought, no involuntary tremors, denies any restlessness, tremors or any symptoms of dyskinesia. Judgment sight is improving, assessment is schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, symptomatically stable, improved performance but is still staying to himself and more connected with the family than outside world, but has been adherent with the medication. A follow appointment was given in 30 days and I have sent the prescription for Lamictal 50 mg BID and Zyprexa 20 mg at bedtime for 30 days. End of dictation. Next duration is on Sharon Petrosky, S-H-A-R-O-N, Petrosky, P-E-T-R-O-S-K-I. Her date of birth is 2/7/1955. Telephone number is 586-360-0156. Subjective and objective data. Date of relation is 4/11/2022. Sharon was seen via DOPSI. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and subjective data. Sharon was in a pleasant mood, brighter effect. She described that she is feeling very good. Her depression is not no more there. She is focused and attentive. She was she also reported that she fell in November and got some facial injury and also injury in the arm. She was taking pain medication, but doctor has prescribed physical therapy. And with that, she is feeling really good. Her left leg also has been improved and recovered completely from left knee replacement. She described her life is now coming to the order. She was alert, oriented, coherent, logical, no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She has been compliant with the medications and has been follow outpatient treatment on a regular basis. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable, attention deficit disorder. Plan continue with the Vyvanse, not bipolar, major depressive disorder, sorry, attention deficit disorder. Plan continue Vyvanse 60 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. 30 day supply was ordered. Patient has been taking some pain medication for her left knee replacement and also for injury in her arm, yet having no problems in compliance. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next question, Aunt Teresa Duncan. Her date of birth is 11/23/1968. Date of evaluation is 4/11/2022. Patient was seen via DOPSI. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective, Tessa described that she has been doing very good. She is happy, cooperative. There is no hallucinations or any delusion. She describes she has admitted last time in psychiatric hospital was 2016. Since then, she has following at comprehensive counseling with me and has been making positive improvement with not too much medication. She claims she is taking prolexin 1 mg at bedtime and Benadryl 25 mg at bedtime, and it is working for her. She is going to work on a regular basis, taking care of activity of daily living. She is sociable, appropriate, attentive, interactive with everyone, no involuntary tremors or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Period. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, chronic history of schizophrenia. symptomatically stable. Plan continued prolixin 1 mg at bedtime, Benadryl 25 mg daily, and 90 days medications was ordered. Patient was provided supportive, insight-oriented therapy, education about her issues, and education about the medication. She described so far she does not have any side effect to the medication. End of dictation. Next question. And Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Judd, J-U-D-D. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Patient was, date of relation is 4-11-2022. Patient was seen via DOCSI. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective agita. Sarah was in a pleasant mood, brighter effect. She describes she is doing very good. She is trying to control her anxiety, but she always gets anxiety if she go to the new place or live in a hotel or go to the go via airport. Yet, however, I discuss that these are the issues which can be controlled by desensitization and also by deep breathing exercise and other maneuver like cognitive behavioral therapy to work on it. She has been seeing her therapist. She indicated that she tried to avoid not to take Xanax, but sometimes she keep it as a tool on an emergency basis to deal with the anxiety, which I appreciated. A patient was in a good mood, pleasant effect, denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, denies any suicidal missile thoughts, denies any hallucinations or paranoid delusions. She has been ongoing home working full-time job. Also indicated she is anxious about coming her vacation to Disneyland with her daughter and also with her brother. However, patient was given understanding, insight, educated, and appreciated her motivations and work on those tools. To which she agreed, she claimed that she want to do it. She's not talking about her divorce or separation from her husband, which was a bigger problem in the past. Assessment, major depressive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder with agoraphobia. Plan, continue with the Remeron 15 mg at bedtime, Xanax 0.5 mg at bedtime, 10 tablet was given, and Remeron 15 mg, 30 tablet was given. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Patient verbal consent was obtained. End of dictation. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next relation, Julie Walters, J-U-L-I-E-W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Her date of birth is 8-27-1959. Date of service is 4-11-2022. Subjective and objective. Julie, patient was seen via DOCSI. Patient has consented for the daily health appointment. Subjective and objective. Julie described that she is making improvement. And for last few days, she ran out of the medication. Co-worker also noticed about her improvement and non-improvement when she's not on medication. She also described she can focus better and more attentive. She start feeling better. She's sleeping and eating all right. I educate her about the process of ADD and also depression with bipolarity, yet, and the combination of medications has been tried in the past, which has not been effective. However, since Ritalin was started, she has been showing steady improvement. Yet, she claimed that she wants to take this medication 2 times a day. I explained her this is not a problem, and I also explained her that higher doses may cause some jitteriness and restlessness, so she has to keep an eye on it. Yet, she described she is doing fine otherwise. She was alert-oriented, her mood was present, effect was bright, his speech was clear, she is very positive about her improvement. I mean, no side effect of the medications. I discussed risk benefit side effect and encouraged to continue work on her issues, although she does not have any therapist and working in the health system. Assessment. Attention deficit disorder, bipolar mood disorder. Plan, continue Ritalin 10 mg in the morning and noon. Prozac 30 mg daily. Abilify 20 mg at bedtime. 30 day supply was ordered. End of dictation.